The top five at five.
The White House goes into spin mode, walking back President Biden's statement in Tokyo that the U.S. will respond militarily should China invade Taiwan. A top Russian diplomat resigns over what he says is warmongering lies and hatred over Russia's war in Ukraine. A leading advisor to the World Health Organization blames the monkeypox outbreak on risky sexual behavior among gay and bisexual men at two recent mass rave events in Europe. President Biden gloats over record high gas prices, calling it part of a transition. Police have identified the shooter in Sunday's unprovoked killing aboard a Q train as a suspected gang member with 11 prior arrests. Here's your top five at five, a blockbuster statement from President Joe Biden in Tokyo. He said the U.S. military would intervene to defend Taiwan should it be attacked by communist China. A reporter asked Biden about the U.S. position during a press event in Tokyo. President Biden said the U.S. military would intervene to defend Taiwan in any attack from China. Biden was asked a question during a press briefing Monday in Tokyo.
We agree with a one China policy. We've signed on to it and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine.
Biden's position breaks from the longstanding U.S. position of vague strategic ambiguity. The comments later walked back by the White House. And earlier in the briefing, Biden had said that U.S. policy towards Taiwan has not changed at all. China has said it will not compromise on defending its national interests over Taiwan in a rebuke of Biden's statement. China has repeatedly said Taiwan is part of its territory, despite the two being governed separately since 1949. A top Russian diplomat has resigned over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In his resignation posted to LinkedIn and Facebook, Boris Bondarev said he's never been so ashamed of his country. The counselor at the permanent mission of the Russian Federation to the UN said he left the civil service Monday. He cited the aggressive war unleashed by President Vladimir Putin against Ukraine and the warmongering lies and hatred coming from the country's foreign ministry. Despite Putin's remarks, backlash has become even more public in Russia. Listen to concertgoers in Russia chanting F the war. Anatoly Shubis, Putin's special representative on sustainable development, resigned and left Russia back in March as well, but did not publicly comment on his reasons for departing. Russian officials have yet to comment on the new case, but critics of the war can face punishment under laws that make it a crime to spread false information about the Russian military, including by calling the war a war rather than a special operation, Putin's preferred term. A leading advisor to the World Health Organization is weighing in on the monkeypox outbreak in a dozen countries now, including the United States. Dr. Dave Heyman says the outbreak in developed countries is a random event that might be explained by risky sexual behavior following two recent mass events in Europe. In an interview with the Associated Press, Dr. Heyman, who said the leading theory to explain the spread of the disease was sexual transmission among gay and bisexual men, following two raves events held in Spain and Belgium. Here's Dr. Heyman on the BBC.
This is a disease which does not spread easily by the respiratory route, by breathing or coughing, but it does occur by close contact with the sores that are created by this disease because they're open, they're weeping, they're bloody, and they contain the virus, which is transmitted from one to another by close contact.
Monkeypox has not previously triggered widespread outbreaks beyond Africa, where it is endemic in animals. To date, the World Health Organization has recorded more than 90 cases of monkeypox in a dozen countries, including Britain, Spain, Israel, France, Switzerland, the United States, and Australia. There's a case in New York City that's been confirmed by city officials and is awaiting CDC confirmation, and in Boston, also, a case in Florida is awaiting confirmation. President Joe Biden celebrated record high gas prices Monday. The president gushed that the pump pain was part of an incredible transition of the U.S. economy away from fossil fuels.
And when it comes to the gas prices, We're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
The president then insisted that his administration's actions, rather than increasing the price of gas, had actually been able to keep it from getting worse, and it's bad. Biden's comments, as the average cost of a gallon of gas nationwide is $4.59 per gallon, several states are seeing an average cost of more than $5. California's average cost sits at just above $6, according to AAA. Police have now identified a suspected gang member as the shooter in Sunday's random fatal shooting aboard a Manhattan-bound Q train as it crossed the Manhattan Bridge into the city. The NYPD says a suspect identified as Andrew Abdullah. He's wanted for the unprovoked murder of Goldman Sachs employee Daniel Enriquez of Brooklyn. Cops say Abdullah has 11 prior arrests. Enriquez's sister, Griselda Vile, told NBC New York the city is not safe.
How do you fathom something like this happening to a regular person? And I don't want my brother to be a statistic. I don't want him to be a number. That's what I keep telling my family.
The shooter was last seen on surveillance exiting the Canal Street station. The alleged murder weapon has been recovered after Abdullah randomly handed the gun to a homeless man. Photos of the suspect are up on our website, WABCradio.com.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.